The warm and humid air mass will remain over the region throughout the day today, and the chances for showers and storms will increase as low pressure approaches from the west. Currently, there's a line of showers and storms moving across portions of the region, and Syracuse reported a wind gust of 38 knots when those storms move through, so we'll expect to see some heavy rain with non-severe wind gusts as those storms move through our area as well. With high amounts of water in the atmosphere, very heavy downpours are expected with some of the storms this afternoon, leading to some minor flooding of roads, poor drainage, and low-lying areas. I can't rule out the possibility of flash flooding as well, as some areas over the past few days have received some very heavy rainfall. We should see more widespread showers and thunderstorms with downpours and possibly some stronger storms with gusty winds during the afternoon as an upper-level trough over the Great Lakes and southern Ontario slowly moves east into the central and eastern Great Lakes by later in the day. At the surface, a couple of boundaries will pass through the area, providing a favorable environment for showers and storms. The question is how much, if any, sunshine can break through the cloud cover, which will have an impact on the instability. Even without much sunshine, the atmosphere should become unstable enough for decent coverage of showers and thunderstorms with a moisture-rich environment and high precipitable water and dew points in place. Chances for convection will linger in tonight as the next surface boundary slowly moves through the area. The risk for stronger storms should diminish with the increasing stability. The actual surface cold front and upper trough axis will move through on Tuesday with at least scattered showers and thunderstorms. Instability should not be as high, so we're talking only garden variety storms being expected. It'll be slightly cooler with slowly decreasing humidity levels by later Tuesday. Scattered showers should gradually end Tuesday night as the trough axis finally passes through. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Sunday of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 degrees on Sunday at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers likely and possibly some thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. In Boston, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, patchy fog before 11 this morning. Highs will be in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid and upper 70s. Here's a quick recap of the climate summary for September 1st, the first day of meteorological fall in Albany. A maximum temperature was 84 degrees, set at 3:27 p.m. Minimum temperature was 69 degrees, set at 3:15 a.m., the average temperature being 77 degrees, and that's about 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. We picked up just 1/100th of an inch of rain at the airport. That's the month to date as well, and that's about 8/100ths of an inch below normal. Since January 1st, we've picked up 31.52 inches of liquid. That is about 5.3 inches above normal to date. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal max temperature is 77 degrees with a record of 100 set back in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 57 degrees with a record of 39 in 1991. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise at 6:21 a.m. Sunset at 7:28 p.m. And for tomorrow, September 3rd, sunrise at 6:22 and sunset at 7:26 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some storms may produce heavy rainfall. It'll be humid with highs in the upper 70s. And mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the evening. Some of the storms, again, could produce heavy rainfall. During the evening hours, it'll be humid with lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some may produce heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely mainly during the evening, some of which, again, may produce heavy rainfall during the evening, humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Harry, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Showers and thunderstorms likely for your Labor Day, some of which may produce heavy rainfall. It'll be humid with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely mainly during the evening. again, some of which may produce heavy rainfall with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers and thunderstorms likely today, some producing heavy rainfall, humid with highs around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely during the evening, some producing heavy rainfall, humid with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers and thunderstorms likely, some producing heavy rainfall, humid with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely during the evening, some producing heavy rainfall, humid with lows in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, the chance for showers, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, highs in the mid-70s. Turning cooler Thursday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Mostly sunny and cool on Friday with highs in the low 70s. And Saturday will feature increasing clouds and highs in the mid-70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.